Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, the Anakalakutunda Mundura. Tadbuddhayas tadatmanas tannishtat tatparayana gashyantya punaravrittim jnana nirduta kalmasha. When one's intelligence, mind, faith and refuse are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge, thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. When one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuse are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge, and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. Purport. The Supreme Transcendental Truth is Lord Krishna. The whole Bhagavad Gita centers around declaration that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the version of all Vedic literature. Paratattva means the Supreme Reality, who is understood by the knowers of the Supreme as Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Bhagavan or the Supreme Personal Godhead is the last word. The Absolute. There is nothing more than that. The Lord says, Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchi Dasti Dhananjaya. Impersonal Brahman is also supported by Krishna. Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. Therefore, in all ways, Krishna is the Supreme Reality. One whose mind, intelligence, faith and refuse are always in Krishna, or in other words, one who is fully in Krishna consciousness, is undoubtedly washed clean of all misgivings and is in perfect knowledge in everything concerning transcendence. A Krishna conscious person can thoroughly understand that there is duality, simultaneous identity and individuality in Krishna, and equipped with such transcendental knowledge, one can make steady progress on the path of liberation. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Sarataya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Swapadantakam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Asadu Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So from this sloka, liberation should be the goal of life. It is saying, one proceed straight on the path of liberation. So people who have made any other goal than liberation. So who is attempting liberation in this world? Which education is aiming at liberation? Which leader is promoting liberation? Everybody is talking about this world. Everybody is talking about this body. All research is how to do. So if somebody has a bald head, how to get hair on his head? It's a big research going on. And if people have many anomalies, deformities, handicaps, they are trying to do something to improve that situation in so many ways. All, what about the modern science? They are trying to do so many things. You go to any electronic digital market or any other market, so many facilities for so many things. But nobody is touching the topic of old age and death. Gone to wind. Nobody is talking about old age will come, death will come, and what happens next, and how to prepare for. So like you may have a nice iPod, you may have a nice tablet, but in the old age, you cannot even press the button like that. You go like that, you cannot use. Once you are 70, 75, finish. You will not be able to use iPods and because your finger cannot go to one place. Like that it goes on. The handshake, the tremors will begin because nervous breakdown. Body becomes dysfunctional. All things. So what is the use of this called childishness? The real challenge is there, untouched. And you are talking about we did this, we did that. But yesterday also, big expenditures and big research. How in this world some discoveries are going to be made which will help a person lead improved life. You know, people talk about kidney transplant, heart transplant. You know, if you hear that, if anybody who is sober, if anybody is intelligent to any degree, suppose I tell you, we spent about 8 lakhs, 40 lakhs sometimes, and now we did. And this guy, whose kidney is transplanted, will have so many tubes to his abdomen, to his many pipes with urine dripping into the sachet. And he will be lying in the bed, and maybe with difficulty he may walk in his room. And then he will ask, what is the use of living like this, with a urine sachet in your hand, with tubes, and you can only walk like this? What do you have to do in this world? What is the point? All stupid things. And in the papers, big news, oh, scientists have done this, done that. Just fooling the public. Similarly, I was told about the heart transplant. Anybody who has undergone heart transplantation. He will be in the bed with pacemakers, and he is just like a breathing bellows machine. He is alive, that's all. Good for nothing. You know, my father underwent heart transplantation and he is still alive. What is he doing? Nothing. Bedridden. No, he will move like this a little bit. Why should you live like that? No? Because people want to live, because we are spiritual in nature. So, somehow or the other, you want to postpone death, you want to live for some more time, and ultimately you cannot avoid death. So this is called completely lacking intelligence. That's why it is said, when intelligence is really working, intelligence means to discriminate between reality and illusion. Intelligence means to discriminate in body and spirit. Intelligence means to know whether we can be master or we are servant. Many people think they are under the illusion that they are masters, including sometimes, that's why we have to be reminded, including the, even when we come to spiritual life, sometimes we are attached to designations. You know, I am a sannyasi, you know, I am a guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he said, kibha vipra kibha nyasi sudra kena hoy, se krishna tattva veta se guru hai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not a sannyasi, I am not a brahmin, I am not this, that, but what are you? I am the servant of the servant of the servants of the gopis, who are the dear devotees of Lord Krishna. Then if someone thinks I have a direct relation with Krishna, he has not understood the philosophy. The Krishna doesn't accept this kind of proposals. Simply, you want to be satisfied by serving the devotees of the Lord. We don't think, that means you don't know how big Krishna is. If you think, I want to be directly Krishna's servant, if you think you want to be directly Krishna's servant, you think Krishna is like your head of the department. You can just go and meet him. Krishna is not approachable like that. Krishna is, you can use any number of terms. Krishna is very, 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 very big. No. But does that describe Krishna enough? No. So, just like children sometimes, when they are playing with balloons, they say, Papa, balloon is so big. The balloon is like this. But for the child, at least the Papa balloon is big. So all our attempts to describe the greatness of God is like a child's attempt, child trying to say something is big and this. That means you cannot really, if you really, really begin to understand Krishna consciousness, you know that even Sankarshan, Ananta Sesh, Shiva, Lakshmi, they are unable to, they are eternal associates of the Lord, and they are transcendental personalities. I mean, they don't have any finite mind like us. And they are saying, we don't understand Krishna even to a small degree, they are saying, who are associating with Krishna eternally and with their unlimited ability to remember and to understand things. They are saying that we know we don't even scratch the surface of Krishna's greatness. That is Krishna. If you understand that, then you say, better that I don't go near Krishna. Just because who am I? Let's say devotees are very satisfied to find some service, to find some arrangement where they can serve the devotees. That is a true devotee. Krishna himself says in Adi Puran, with his own mouth, one who says, he tells Arjuna, one who says that I am devotee of Krishna, Krishna says he is not my devotee. And one who tries to be devotee of his devotees, says they are my devotees. That's what Krishna wants. Because that's how Radharani knows Krishna's heart. Sometimes Radharani fights. Sometimes Radharani becomes sulken. You may think, why she is troubling Krishna? Maan karna. So you misunderstand Radharani. Why Krishna is to go and appease Radharani is helplessly going around how to satisfy Radharani. Then you think, what is Radharani doing? She is controlling Krishna and she is very upset with Krishna, and Krishna is a difficult time to get along nicely with Radharani. But Radharani knows the moods of Krishna. At this time, if I fight with Krishna, Krishna gets pleasure. Let people may understand what they want. She doesn't care. So, it is difficult to understand Krishna's mind. We can never calculate. Not only Krishna's mind, even devotee's mind. Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra, Vijnana Na Bhujiya. People who are more advanced than us, and what ideas Krishna is giving them, what Krishna is asking them to do, we don't know. Because they are dear to Krishna. And devotees generally, anyone who is really a devotee, he just simply is always thinking, whenever he wants to do something, talk something, think something, anyone who is a devotee, so a devotee is thinking, a devotee is going to talk something, a devotee is going to do something. He is always thinking, intelligence is on the lines, what will please the Guru Parampara, what will please the Krishna. Many people may be around him, but he is not bothered, I have to please them, I have to please him. No, he is thinking, how I behave with this person and how this will be pleasing to Krishna. That means he wants to give Krishna consciousness properly to others. And people may like it or not like it. You think, what will please Krishna I am going to do? So suppose you have to make people Krishna conscious, like Prabhupada. Prabhupada was he was very heavy with scientists, he was very heavy with Nobel laureates. And actually some people commented, is this man very proud? Does he think he only knows everything? Why he is not polite with such famous people? Prabhupada is not bothered about who is famous in a worldly way. Prabhupada is not bothered about, because he has to speak the truth. The scientists are in big illusion and they are misleading the whole world. So Krishna is not happy at all with the scientists. And Prabhupada was sent by Krishna's arrangement. Now go, you go and correct these childish kind of people. You correct them. So Prabhupada is just doing things. That's why whatever Prabhupada did, whether it is chastising, whether it is attacking, ultimately result, because if Krishna is pleased, there will be result. Phalena parichyate. The results will show. That means if Prabhupada is a devotee, then whatever he is doing, the result will be, there will be some people who are aspiring to become pure devotees. That is a devotee. If somebody is a devotee, he is aspiring people who are around him to become pure devotees. That is, annabhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnana siranam bhaktir uttama. Rupa Goswami gave the definition of what is pure devotion. Annabhilashita sunyam means he has no other desire than to serve the Vaishnavas, Guru Parampara and Krishna. That means he doesn't put himself anywhere. He himself has no, I like this, I like that. He will never speak like that. No? The devotee is always thinking, what will please the Guru Parampara? What will please Krishna? What will please my spiritual master? What will please the assembly of Vaishnavas? You read Chaitanya Bhagavatam and that, how Vaishnavas always speak something. No? What do they speak? Very, they talk in such a pleasing way, all the Vaishnavas will shout jai jai, like that. He speaks something that is very appropriate to the assembly and occasion. So the point is that liberation, if our universities are really centers of higher education, they should be talking about this world cannot be improved much. No matter what material facilities you provide, people are not going to be happy. That means they are centers of higher education. And what else? They will say, matter is always a source of great misery. No? And we should search out more about spiritual knowledge, spiritual needs, and so on. When the university people are talking these things, let me... it's like trying to do something impossible, or if you are trying to make this world happy in a material way, that means you are attempting something impossible. That means you are wasting your time, you are wasting your energy. Now people are glorified in this world, people who are doing anything to your body, but they will all go to hell. The scientists, the leaders who are promising bodily comforts, that means they are misleading the public. The result is, if you are a misleader, if you are a misleader, the Isopanishad says, if somebody is an uneducated fool and admits so, okay, but he is an uneducated fool, but he thinks he is very educated, intelligent, and he will lead many others thinking that he is very educated, intelligent, and the result will be chaos. That's what is going on in the world. The professors, the doctorates, they are all thinking that we know what to do in life, but they don't know the basics. and they don't know the proper aim of life. What do all these people say? The humanity is suffering. We should do something for the suffering humanity. It looks like a good statement. The people are suffering everywhere, and we should do something for the suffering humanity. And people think they are really very nice people. But devotees also say, the humanity is suffering. Vaishnava paradukha dukhi. A devotee is also very, very worried about the suffering of the people. And he says, people should get out of this world. How can I help people? They are all in bondage. They are all imprisoned. We are all imprisoned in this material cage. And another person who is also imprisoned, he cannot help you. Because he is also bound. You are bound, he is bound. Where is the question of one helping the other? So it needs someone who is unbound, who is liberated. A liberated man, he knows how to lead others. So, liberation and Krishna consciousness. Liberation is below Krishna consciousness. Because the question comes, after liberation, what you are supposed to be doing? Now, Sanatana Goswami, he asked Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they left their aristocratic position and their wealth and their life, and they came together, they came and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi. And then the first question, Sanatana Goswami, people say, I am a very intelligent man. People say, I know many languages. People say, I am a very successful man. And sometimes I also think so. But after meeting you, my dear Gauranga Mahaprabhu, after meeting you, I understand how I am in such a deep, dark well. I don't know who I am. I don't know why I am suffering. I don't know what is my goal of life. I don't know what is the civilized way of life. But I know many languages. And I know many subject matters. But what is really you are supposed to know, that I don't know. That's the state of everybody in the world. As a human being, what they are supposed to know, they don't know. And I said, I am double PhD, I am four times MA, I am this, I am that, I am member of this committee, that committee. The thing is big. Many of these big people, they are on many, many committees, and they are very important people. They are in many committees. My knowledge is so recognized by government. They have appointed me on so many committees to improve the lot of the people. But Sanatana Goswami is far way ahead of them. He is really a knowledgeable man. So a really knowledgeable man will come out with questions like this. Who am I? Why I am here? Why I am suffering? What happens when I die? What is my business in this world? People are very busy, but Sanatana Goswami says, what is my business in this world? What I am supposed to do? Because he has understood that everything is a nonsensical activity here. Whatever you are doing is simply a source of bondage. No? So Sanatana Goswami understood this is all bondage. So how to get liberated? So all big people, they are attempting liberation. And liberation is the maid servant of a Krishna Bhakta. Only a liberated soul can chant Hare Krishna. Let's say this person becomes angry, this person is a little greedy. Now, these are all small things. By your backlog, by your back tendencies, you are little this. But it will not stand for a Vaishnava becomes a very thorough gentleman in the course of time. He knows everything, how to actually live in this world, deal with people, what to do in this world, he knows. So whenever somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, immediately we should know that we should never criticize them. Because by chanting they are going to attain such perfection. A chanter is already liberated. Without being liberated, you cannot chant Krishna's name. And so people, you know, famous Prabhupada, please chant. They say, I can't. They chant, can't. Instead of saying can't, they can say Hare Krishna, but they will not say, please chant. No, I cannot chant. They can talk many nonsense things all day and on many subjects, but they cannot chant because they don't know what is the benefit of chanting. They don't know what can really make them happy. They don't know how to become free from suffering state, the conditioning to the body. So here Krishna is saying, intelligence, mind, faith, refuge are all fixed in the Supreme. That means your intelligence may come to Krishna, but that is not enough. Your mind also has to become, I may say, chanting will lead to liberation, Krishna is God. But if you don't practice, your mind will again take you on a ride. You only know theory, but you are not into practice. See, a Vaishnava is a practical person. Is practical behavior. That is, we don't say someone to be a devotee just because he is talking about Bhagavad Gita. So they say actions speak louder than words. So when you see a person's life, then you know he is a devotee. So just theoretical things doesn't make you a devotee. Your mind, that means your mind which is in the modes of material nature, as long as it is there, you cannot remain or stick to Krishna consciousness. Your intelligence has to guide the mind, and faith has to guide the intelligence. People have intelligence, but they have no faith. They have no faith in Bhagavad Gita. People are very intelligent, but because the faith is not there in Bhagavad Gita, Asraddha dana purusha dharma shasya parantapa aprapya mamni vartante. If you have no Sraddha, all your intelligence is waste. When the Sraddha is there, then you know whatever Krishna is saying, that is correct. And you accept that and then you are an intelligent person. Because if your intelligence cannot accept what Krishna says, and otherwise you are very intelligent in creating computers, you creating this nanotechnology, in creating rocket technology, that is intelligence. But that is called what? Perverted intelligence or misguided intelligence. So intelligence should be guided by scriptures. That means before that you should have faith in the scriptures. And then when your intelligence is pure, then you have to work on your mind and refuse. Don't trust that money can save you. Don't trust that you can save yourself. We say, don't depend on yourself, depend on Krishna's name. Is that right? You think, no, I can protect myself. No. Only Krishna's name can protect me. So that's called refuge. Generally, more than Krishna's name, we try to protect ourselves. So we think, I know how to care for myself. Let's say, specifically using all these four words, faith, intelligence, mind, and refuge. Refuge, practically, you should trust. Give up your, I have so much money in the bank, now things will go on all right. Now so many people are my followers, I'm a CM, PM, So my position is very secure. Illusion. All this illusion will be finished in no time. You may be PM. Suddenly flash in the TV and newspaper, PM is murdered. He's the most influential man and everybody is behind him, 300 black commandos, jet security. What happened? What happened? Because your refuse, this is Bangladesh refugees, Pakistani refugees. So we are also refugees. And we are also refugees with people who are shelterless, people who are unprotected. Everybody is a refugee in the world. Don't just call Bangladesh refugees, Pakistan refugees. We are also Indian. Living in India, we are also Indian refugees because we have not accepted Krishna. So it says. And then when a person, all these four are put in Krishna, then you develop, you gallop. You just ride like a flying horse on your way to liberation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.